الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic Studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be looking at best from the Islamic standpoint, or what is best, what we consider best from Islamic standpoint. That's B-E-S-T, best. And the basic definition of best is of highest quality, excellence, or standing. It was narrated by one of the Prophet's companions, Abdullah ibn Amr, said, "The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, was neither coarse nor loud. He used to say, the best of you is the one who has the best character." And though this is very important, any of you who are my students and you want to be the best amongst the people, and not like for bragging purposes, just to be a best among them, is that have the best character. And not that people are going to brag about you and point to you and say, look at this guy, he has a good character. Look at this woman, she has the best character. No, it's just having the best character. And from the Islamic standpoint, having a good character before a person becomes Muslim, and then they become Muslim, and then either increases and becomes better, or The situation is they bring that same type of behavior and character over into Islam. It is also mentioned, this is very beautiful here, is that Abdullah said, the best talk or best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. So you want to go to the best kalam? You look at the book of Allah. Everything in the book of Allah is good and great guidance to you. It doesn't tell you to follow an individual. It doesn't tell you to strive to be on top of everyone else, to conquer the world. No, it just tells you how to be the best person, how to have the best character or the best adab, the best manners. It's talked about this throughout the Quran, and just read it. Read it for yourself, and you can read it for yourself if you're non-Muslim or Muslim. And you may see people who said that they are Muslim, but they may not exhibit what's in the Quran. And remember that the Quran or Islam is perfect, the people are not. And you decide to embrace Islam, you be as close to perfection as possible pertaining to being a good and upright individual, a good upright human being, and be the best amongst the people. And those who are Muslims, and you maybe before you start listening to this class, you are not that individual. You are not the best amongst the people, striving to be the best. This is your opportunity before Allah takes your soul to be the best amongst the people. And Allah be pleased with you as you are pleased with him. It was also narrated by Abu Huraira. He narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, The most complete of the believers in the faith is the one with the best character among them. And the best of you are those who are best to your women, or sometimes best to your wives. Sometimes it might say best to your family. And so I just want to say to the men out there is that because you dominate women, you're stronger than they are. And so you beat them up. I'm better than you. Be quiet, woman. Do what I say to do. No, that's not the Islamic way. The proper Islamic way is to be best to the women, to look after them, to provide for them, clothing, food, shelter, that kind of thing. Treat them the best and good. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he never struck a woman or struck a child or struck an animal. And that's not what he did. And so we want to follow his great example and not do that either. Strike a woman, strike a child, or even strike an animal. We want to be the best among mankind, no matter how many people around you are bad people, worse people, not decent people. You try to be the best among the people, and you be the example for them instead of you looking at them to be your example or guidance. That doesn't matter how rich they are or how poor they are, their status in society, it does not matter. They should exhibit a good character and good behavior and be the best amongst the people. And if they are not that, then you be the best amongst the people. I just wanted to say that to my beautiful students, and that you strive to be the very, very, very best amongst the people. It was also narrated by Ibn Abbas, one of the Prophet's companions. When I say narrated by that kind of thing, I'm talking about the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and that they basically follow him around him all day long, sometime at night, and they watch his behavior, how he was. And so they can narrate what he did or what he said or what he did not do or what he did not eat and what he ate, that kind of thing. So they can imitate his character or his behavior. And so Ibn Abbas, meaning the son of Abbas, said that the Prophet, may peace upon him, he said, the best of you is the one who is best to his wife. And I am best of you to my wives. And so we need to look at that, my male friends here, students here, is that if you are married or plan to get married, then be the best to your wives. Be good to your wives. Provide for them. Don't be angry with them all the time, want to beat them up all the time. No, treat them nice. And speak with them with a nice tone, not a harsh tone. Or take your day out on her because you had a rough day. Her day might have been rough too, but she may not take it out on you. So to be the best amongst the people, not that so that she can brag about you to other people. It's just a fact. That's the kind of person that you are, and that she loves being around you because you're a good man. And also women, the same thing. You want to be a good woman, a good Muslim woman. You want to be the best amongst the women, and that your husband want to be happy with you and be a joy to rush home to be with you, his beautiful and lovely wife. And I want to read this last one to my beautiful students, and that is Abdullah, son of Amr, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the companion who is the best to Allah is the one who is best to his companion. And the neighbor that is best to Allah is the one that is best of his to his neighbor. Again, the companion who is best to Allah is the one who is best to his companion. And a neighbor that is best to Allah is the one that is best to his neighbor. So I'm going to stop there, my students, and give you all something to think about in terms of being the best, striving to be the best, being a good example for your children, or how they should be best. Your male children know how to treat their wives because they get that example from their father. And then also the females, girls will also know the kind of man they need to look for because the man like their father. Or the women, be best to your husband. So your female daughters, for example, can be like you. And also for you female, your wives, be good to your husband, because that's the type of wife that your sons need to look for, one like yourself that is best to her husband. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.